were just talking about, posted on Twitter, the Athletic out with their player poll. They do a couple of these a year, and top, you know, thing is where's the place where you'd least like to play? You know, what's at the top of your no trade list for NHL players? And Buffalo's not at the top.
So there's a positive.
Yeah, it's Winnipeg is at the top, but Buffalo's a second.
But Winnipeg's the top by a far margin.
Yes. And so, you know, I mean, it goes to show that, you know, it's tough to win in this league when players say they don't want to go to that city. Oh, wait a second.
I was gonna say,
Winnipeg is the best team in the NHL.
So you're
saying win when you're not a desirable destination?
This is not a great excuse for the franchise.
No, it doesn't seem like a great excuse. No. B-Maz and Beamer on WBEN, where we're talking about a whole lot of things this morning. I was surprised to see, I saw this note this morning, that Trump is going to be at the Super Bowl.
Yes.
And he'll be the first sitting president to be at a Super Bowl.
That's why he's going to the Super Bowl.
You think, is that the only reason
why? I think
why?
That plays into it. Like, he wants to be able to, he wants things to say.
I think you'd want to be at the Super Bowl even if they went every year.
Oh, no, I'm just saying, like, I think that adds to him, like, the prestige of going. Like, he will be known as, and of all time, every time this comes up, Donald Trump was the first sitting president to go to the Super Bowl.
I can guarantee you the next time a president goes to the Super Bowl, I will not bring it up.
You won't. It will be brought up, though.
I doubt it.
Okay, well, let's remember
this. I think
this.
It's brought up right now because it's a surprising to a lot of people that nobody's done it before.
So you're telling me, say J.D. Vance, the next president, doesn't go to the Super Bowl, okay? And then the president after that does.
Sure.
They're not going to say the first sitting president since Donald Trump to go to the Super Bowl.
No.
Okay.
It's notable now because it's never been done. And then the next person does it, it's just like, oh, the president's going to the Super Bowl.
All right.
I think it's surprising that the president has never been at the Super Bowl. Wasn't Bill Clinton a sitting president when he was at the Capitol Sabres game?
No.
Not in Buffalo.
Oh.
In Washington.
Oh, possibly, yeah.
I think in 98.
Oh, the playoffs.
The playoffs.
I don't remember
Sabres
this at all,
and Capitals.
As you can tell.
I'm pretty sure he was in the crowd. Someone can correct me if I'm wrong. I'm pretty sure he went to a game. You mean a president has been to a Stanley, not even a Stanley Cup final game, but just an NHL playoff game. They've never been to the Super Bowl? That's kind of wild. The Super
that
Bowl
is
the biggest event in American sports, bar none.
It's,
like, hands down, far and away. You go to, like, any of these other big events across the globe, every president from Europe's at, you know, like,
yeah,
any of like the Champions League final or
I was
whatever.
Say,
they got everybody there.
What's his name from France? You always see him.
Macron, he's always at any World Cup game, anything. You know, he's always, I don't think he works. He just goes to the soccer games, which I would do too.
By the way, Trump has the World Cup thing right behind the
If I was
desk.
A president, like, hey, here's the thing. If you're the president and you want to go to the Super Bowl, you talk all about the Super Bowl ticket prices. I don't think you have to pay. I think they just let you in.
Oh, you don't have to pay.
Yeah.
Someone's paying.
Who?
The Super Bowl? I'm sure there's some kind of fee that is going to New Orleans for Trump being there.
No. Like, for what?
Increased security.
They don't pay those bills. Haven't you read the story?
Oh,
we talked to Dave Leventhal. Trump, Clinton, no one ever pays the municipalities
back. I mean,
I'm
sure it'll be as a guest of somebody. That's usually how politicians go to sporting events. Remember, Bill Clinton is a guest of Tom Golisano.
Like, they're not just going for the... But he wasn't president.
No,
they're not,
not
just going and they're going to be like, oh, we'll give you this suite. It's open.
No.
Like,
no.
You have to be in somebody's invited
area. I'm sure this all started by someone inviting Trump, like a box holder inviting Trump. And he goes, he'd love to.
Like, do you think that's the thing this entire time?
No.
The president's always wanted to go to the Super Bowl, but no one ever invited him?
I can't
sitting
imagine.
Sitting there with a mopey face.
No, I could be wrong. I've been wrong before. I can't imagine a president's never been invited to the Super Bowl before.
But they've never been. I don't know. It's just kind of crazy.
And by the way, former owner of the USFL will be at the Super Bowl. Remember, he tried to compete with the NFL.
Oh,
as the USFL owner. And now he'll be at the NFL Super Bowl.
Oh, so we can finally put that to bed.
And that rivalry's finally gone.
That's,
hopefully
it's
he talks
finally
to,
been decided.
Hopefully he talks to the officials. Because remember, during the campaign trail, one of the things Trump ran on is he wants to get the NFL kickoff back to normal kickoff.
Is that what he says?
That was said at a few rallies.
That's why he won.
Promises made, promises kept. Let's go.
Is that the reasoning why? He's just keeping a close eye on the officials to see what's going on with the Chiefs.
Yeah.
You know, you got the president here. I just think it's crazy. If I was the president, I'd go to everything. Yeah, come on, what's up? Let's go.
Like, I can't imagine the early years of the Super Bowl that a president didn't go. I don't know. That to me was surprising when I heard it.
803-0930 to reach us this morning, 803-0930, BMAS and BMR on WBEN. Give us a call or text on our Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board where somebody says Trudeau went to the last Tragically Hip concert, which is basically, that's like the Canadian version of the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Like, that's, you don't really get any
that's bigger than
the
Grey Cup?
Yeah. by many magnitude.
I actually think this will be the final of the four major leagues. Trump will complete the cycle, and now a president would. Because I think a president has been. I believe Obama went to a few NBA finals when he was president.
See, I wouldn't know. Obviously, the World Series. Never watch World Series. Bush throwing the first pitch. I mean, everyone remembers that, and of course, so president's not the World Series.
So Trump's gonna.
But
has
a president been to a Stanley Cup final game? I don't know. Somebody mentioned, you know, what you said. Clinton was ex-president and a guest of Tom Golisano.
Yes.
That at a Sabres game here. But I'm talking about in 98 when the Sabres played Washington. I'm almost positive. You got to, if I'm wrong, somebody let me know, that he was sitting president in the crowd. Like, I feel like I remember them showing Clinton in the crowd watching the Sabres and the Capitals in Washington.
You're probably right. That doesn't ring a bell, but you're probably right. I remember him. He went to two Sabre games.
Like, I could just be confusing that in my brain. I think, oh, it must have been 98.
No, that would make sense. Him in D.C. He was already in D.C.
Yeah. Well, he's the president. Well, I mean, not all presidents spend all their time over there. But I'd like to know if anyone's been to an NHL final game. And this is the first Super Bowl. It's just crazy to me. I would go to all of them.
Yeah, but Brian, if you were president, you would have other things you'd have to do.
Oh my goodness! The amount of these guys are playing golf. They're hanging out at Camp David, you know, in the
would
grotto
you trade,
or whatever's over there.
You would trade a weekend at Camp David for a Super Bowl?
Yeah, I'd go to all of them. You said, oh, they got a lot of things to do. They just had the Panthers for, you know, with the Stanley Cup at the White House. Now, sure. All right, that probably only takes like 30 minutes out of the president's schedule, if that. But still.
Well, and Trump was trying to put together a golf date. Did you hear him there? Who's the best golfer here?
I think it's Oposo.
Is he a good golfer?
Well, all those years with the Sabres, he had the most practice.
That's true.
You can get work done if you're at the Super Bowl. It's not like you have to be paying attention every time. They got Wi-Fi there.
Yeah.
be on your phone.
Do you think they'll have
checking emails?
You think they'll have him do the coin flip like they did at Army Navy?
Did they have him while he was sitting president?
No.
They had George H.W. Bush do the coin flip at the Super Bowl. Was it Super Bowl 50? It was, I mean, obviously he was alive.
Yeah, it would have had to have been.
But, you know, like maybe 7 years ago or so.
That makes
sense. And he did the coin flip. And I don't know if, I don't think George W. Bush was with him.
No.
But that was a former president who did the coin flip. I doubt the NFL will have him do the coin flip now. what president is safe anymore? Even like Jimmy Carter, people were like, like politics ruins everything. I don't think the NFL wants that. Like you'd have to go pretty far back to find a politician that everyone agrees on that they'd feel safe to do the coin flip of the game.
Yeah, that's true.
Will he be shown during the broadcast?
It's on Fox, yeah.
So I say yes. You think that's the reason why?
I say Fox will show Trump, yes.
I don't know. I mean, he's going to do the pre-Super Bowl interview.
With Brett Baier.
Did Biden skip that every year? Or was it just 1 year I'm thinking of?
He definitely skipped it the last 2 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's coming back. He's going to do the pre. But like during the game, when they show shots of celebrities, do you think they'll show a shot at the president?
Yes.
Hmm.
I bet you can bet on it.
Not legally in New York,
you can't. I'm sorry. You're right.
Not legally in New York, you can't. I think Taylor Swift probably gets more airtime than Donald Trump.
I think that's an easy. I think that's a safe bet. Yeah.
Think so. Well, anyways, are you going to watch the Super Bowl?
I mean, it'll be on.
That's Come on. Oh, my goodness.
It'll be on. I really am not excited for these two teams again, but it'll be on. I love football, so.
I don't understand. Let me, because this question has come up, and I've heard this a lot after a week and a half ago. Bills get knocked off.
I was going
to
say.
We lose to the Chiefs.
Not doing the math.
We lost the game, and I've been hearing ever since then a lot of people say, I'm going to boycott the Super Bowl.
Well, I'm not boycotting it.
I don't think anyone's really boycotting the Super Bowl. Like, you're not boycotting. You're just not watching. Like, you know, I'm not boycotting American Idol, Joe, because I don't watch.
Right.
I wouldn't be watching the game.
It'll be on. I have a tough time watching a season and not seeing the finale.
Me and my wife watched all of Ozark on Netflix, except for the finale. We just have the last episode left. It's been 3 years. We haven't watched it. We are finishing.
Yeah, you got the Sabres have been home for three straight days. Come on.
How can you not watch the Super Bowl? You're an American.
Yeah. This is the American Super Bowl.
But like, it's not, but not even just like, oh, it'll be on. Like, we're watching the Super Bowl. I told my son, like, he's ready to watch the Super Bowl. He's 5 now. He's like, all right, the Chiefs and the Eagles and the Super Bowl. Like, this is the big game. You get up for the big game. It's the Super Bowl. I don't care if we came close or no one likes the Chiefs. You don't want the Chiefs to root against the Chiefs. I'll be rooting for the Chiefs.
Even if the Bills hadn't gotten close. I mean, this to me is the equivalent of, as a Mets fan, the Yankees-Phillies in the World Series. It's just two teams I could not care less about. Yes, I understand. Kansas City greatness. Awesome. Going for a three-peat. Yeah, I hope.
But I think that could be said every year. Like, if we're Bills fans, two teams I couldn't care less about. Like, oh my, anybody really care about the Seahawks and the Broncos? Like, give me a break.
That's a good game.
Like, who cares about the, I think most people around Western New York don't care about any team other than the Bills. I couldn't care less about pretty much any other team
The Bills. I'm glad you said it right. I hate when people say, I could care less. Okay. Well, if you could care less.
Yeah.
I hate that. But, and there's a storyline in this game. I mean,
this is the biggest storyline in this game. They could become the greatest team of all time.
Yeah. They could. The storyline with the Seahawks Broncos was Peyton Manning. You know, obviously he didn't have a great game. But, you know, they're Marshawn Lynch. I mean, there's always
the storyline? Peyton Manning's playing in the game. That's not a storyline.
Peyton Manning's first season with the Broncos took him to the Super Bowl. Yeah, that's a storyline.
All right, but that's not compared to. You're saying that's a better storyline than they can win 3 Super Bowls in a row. No team's ever done it before. They could become the greatest team of all time.
And for me, it was. Yeah.
Peyton Manning might win another Super Bowl.
I'd rather see Peyton Manning come play in this game. I'd probably have more interest in it. No, it's great. Hey, three wins, awesome. I look at it from Jalen Hurts. I mean, you know, he was kicked out of Alabama, and he's had a better career than the guy he was kicked out for. I love that storyline as well. So yeah, there's reasons to watch it. I'm just saying, I'm not for the storyline aside. It's not particularly a sexy matchup for me. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, it's the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
like that's it's
gonna be a good halftime show. I know that.
That's the one thing I don't. I think this will be the first Super Bowl where I don't know a single thing that's said in the halftime show the entire time.
Okay.
But can you name like a single halftime show, Super Bowl halftime show, where you won't recognize a single song? This will be the first one, hands down. I know it. I can't tell you. It's Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
They
not like us.
You could sing it all you want, Joe. I don't think I could recognize a single song. And that's never happened. I mean, the last, 15 years, it's all been people I've never listened to.
Yeah.
But you still know the songs. What Bruno Mars did, he came out, and it's like, I know this song, I've heard this. The Weeknd in 2020. It's
great,
like,
halftime show.
I know this song, I've heard this song. Who was last year?
Usher.
Usher was last year, knew the song. Justin Timberlake was a few years ago, right? Oh. It's like, all right, I mean, recognize some of these songs.
There's a certain Justin Timberlake show I remember, but it wasn't 2 years ago.
Katy Perry was out there, right?
That was 10 years ago.
10 years ago?
Yeah.
You're like, all right.
Eminem.
No interest
in Snoop Dogg.
That one? recognize some of the songs. I don't think I'll recognize a single thing that's said unless they do a cover.
Oh, you know,
think he'll might, do like a little Neil Diamond in the middle,
and he might bring someone out. You know, that's popular. Like Usher brought out Alicia Keys last year.
Okay, who's he going to bring out that I know?
Taylor Swift. Bad Blood.
Why is that a thing?
He was on that the song Bad Blood.
Oh, he was.
Yeah.
And I'd know that song.
I'm not saying you'd know that song. I'm saying that would be she'll be there. They did a song together. Yada yada yada. She's on stage.
Yeah, I just think it's like it's a wild to me. It's a bold choice for the halftime show.
Well, he's got he had the biggest song last year for people that listen to top 40 music, and he's got this resurgence because of his feud with Drake, and they go, hey, we'll get the kids will be watching.
The kids will be watching. That's probably the tough part too, right?
Yeah.
Get the younger generation to watch, older generation will just be watching for the game.
They
don't care.
It's Super Bowl Sunday. The game's on.
Yeah. No, I see that. It'll just be weird to have a Super Bowl halftime show where you're not like, all right, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of us. I mean, there are Super Bowl halftime shows that I wasn't excited for.
That's all of them.
Yeah, but
that's all of them for me. I don't care about the halftime show. It's not. I've understood since I was a kid. It's not for me. It's never going to be my style of thing. I don't like it. Even when McCartney or the Rolling Stones are up there, it's cool. But I've also, if it's someone I like, I've seen it done better 100 times before.
Yeah.
All right, it's not my thing. I don't get upset about it. I don't. It's whatever.
Well, it's a waste of energy to get upset about the halftime.
Yeah, sure. I don't get upset. I don't get excited or anything.
Someone should have told the FCC that 20 years ago.
You always kind of know. It's like representative of pop culture. And if this is representative of what pop culture is, I'm the most disconnected man in America.
But hey, it's promising, right? A guy older than us is the hottest thing right now. Come on. Isn't there some positive in that? We feel old, but the kids are listening to someone who's even older.
I don't know.
No, you don't like it. That? I'm trying to spin a positive.
Somebody on the 8030930, texter chiming in. Congratulations, you're now officially old. I haven't recognized anything at the Super Bowl for about 30 years. But that's not true. You can say that, but it's not true.
You didn't know Prince?
You don't know a single Beatles song, a Rolling Stones song, a Tom Petty song. These are all people who did the Super Bowl halftime show in the last 30 years.
By the way, that was a good era of halftime shows when it was
dad rock,
20, 30-year-old music. I mean, they've completely gone away from that in the last decade. I mean, that for a while, you had Paul McCartney, you had The Who, you had the Rolling Stones, you had Prince, you had Bruce Springsteen.
I think U2 did it.
Yeah. I mean, But now it's all current. It's as current as they can get.
Which is what it was before. I mean, you had Justin Timberlake and Janet Jackson.
That's what kicked off the old, let's go to old music after.
And they got naked on the stage, and then, it's like, oh, wait, Paul McCartney won't do that.
And then 17 years later, hey, JT, you want to come back?
Yeah, it's actually, wait, we're getting a little bored with this. No, the last time it happened when I probably wouldn't have recognized the song was when, an actual marching band played.
Yeah.
Super Bowl III. That's probably, you'd have to go back that far. B-Maz and Beamer, we'll be right back here on WBEN. This is Brian Mazurowski and Joe Beamer on WBEN. Thanks for hanging out with us. We're going through the list of these Super Bowl halftime shows. We were talking about this and, will you watch the Super Bowl, which is apparently, I can't actually believe it's a conversation people are having around here. Will you actually watch the Super Bowl? Of course. I'm an American. That's what you do. I mean, you have to watch the Super Bowl. That's what you do. What and the Chiefs. I'm sick of seeing the Chiefs. So what? It's the Super Bowl. Sick of seeing the Chiefs. We should have beat them the other week, and then we would have been in it. But no, didn't happen. I do agree. I mean, to your point, Joe. The matchup. We just saw this matchup. I mean, what were people saying when it was the Bills and Cowboys 2 years in a row?
Everyone outside of Buffalo and Dallas is saying the same thing.
Probably saying the same thing.
I don't want to see Dallas kill the Bills again.
I will say, it is dumb to me that it's the same uniform matchup, too. Because they flip-flop, AFC, NFC, who's the home team, who's wearing the home uniforms. And so this happened 2 years ago. They'll be wearing the same. Why don't you just, they can still be the designated home team, but You flip flop the jerseys.
Right.
Just to make it look something. A little different.
Yeah.
So now when you go back and look at the highlights, you can tell which one was which Super Bowl.
By the way, the entertainment of the game, we talked about the pregame of this matchup the last time when you asked, when did Babyface perform? And that was the last time these two teams met in the Super Bowl. That he did America the Beautiful before Chris Stapleton did the Star Spangled Banner.
Yeah, you tried to come at me with Babyface and how apparently people should have been embarrassed for not knowing who he was.
No, they knew who he was, but then they just brushed him off to go interview
somebody famous.
Somebody oh my, current.
Imagine that happening on a red carpet.
I felt bad for Babyface. I finished the interview.
I don't know. You showed me a picture of this guy, and I'm like, sorry.
He did a great America the Beautiful.
Never seen him before in my life. I can't remember it. Are you watching? If you're not watching, let me know. I'd love to hear it, like, honestly speaking, if you're really not watching.
My aunt won't be watching. But it's not because it's not the Bills. My aunt never watches the Super Bowl. She makes my uncle go watch it in another room.
Why?
Because she's weird.
That's all right. Like you actually gave me a really good answer there. That makes the most sense to me.
I don't know. I mean, hey, they've been together forever, but you know, like if the first year my wife and I were dating and she goes, I don't really want to watch the Super Bowl, this probably isn't going to work out.
And you get kicked to the Super Bowl gets kicked to the smaller TV?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not going to work.
Not in the Beamer house.
It's definitely, I will say this to the, like, all right, I can't imagine, you know, quote unquote, boycotting the Super Bowl. But I'll always watch it. But there is I think there's definitely this. And I don't think this is just me being older. These past, you know, few years, way less Super Bowl party invitations or, like, suggestions getting thrown around.
I know. I thought you were just not inviting me.
Well, it used to be, like, every year, you know, you do something for the Super Bowl. And some of it was, all right, you know, we're 20-something, you know, get together, do something for the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But even, you know, when you got older, you do something. I do think, like, the Bills being in it for so long and then getting together for Bills games and doing all that kind of stuff. By the time you reach the Super Bowl, it's like, all right, well, if the Bills aren't in it, you know.
Exactly.
I'm exhausted from doing a football party every single week.
Yeah. No, I think that 100%.
Like, I do think there is definitely a...
Because for most of our lifetime, the last Bills party you would have possibly attended
was... the home opener.
I was going to say, at least a month before the Super Bowl.
No, it was, let's be honest, it was like the season opener, and it was like, all right, see you next year when we have hope again. No, but like in the past few years, it has been that, you know, you get excited for the Bills games, the Super Bowl feels a little less like the party atmosphere that you always used to have around the Super Bowl. And I don't know, like, I see that definitely in my own life and around Western New York. Like, it's tough to get as excited. You still watch, though.
Oh, I mean, you know, obviously right after the game, you know, people say things. And I did. I'll admit it. I say, oh, my gosh, I don't want to watch another Eagles. And I don't really want to watch another Eagles Chiefs, but I'm going to watch it. You know, I'm a huge baseball fan. After the Mets got eliminated by the Dodgers, I said, I'm not going to watch the Dodgers and the Yankees. Brian, guess what? I watched every game of the World Series. So, I mean, of course I'm going to watch the Super Bowl. I mean, it's football, and like I said, it's the season finale. I got to see how the season ends.
Yeah. We'll go to Angelo in Tonawanda. Angelo, you're on WBEN. How's it going?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
Hey, doing well. What are you thinking? Are you going to watch?
No.
Oh.
No, absolutely not. I believe that the Bills got cheated. I really do. I believe that the game was fixed. It was stacked in the favor of the Chiefs, and there's a lot of evidence supporting it, especially since considering how many penalties that the Chiefs actually have on record right now. And this community is pretty much tired of it, man. They just don't want us there. That's the way I look at it. They're making too much money off of Taylor Swift, too, in the NFL to throw the game in favor of a fair team. That's the way I look at it.
Angelo, I appreciate your thoughts on it. I will say this. I think in the first year, Taylor Swift being there was like the draw. I actually think Taylor Swift's having the opposite effect on the NFL now. I think people are just like, please don't show her again. I'm watching the game.
I don't know. The NFL's making too much money, though. She makes billions of dollars. Oh. And the way
How the NFL is making money off Taylor Swift attending a game.
Just by her being there is attracting more people.
Listen, Oliver Stone here. You're telling me you got the evidence. You're going to have to give me some evidence here.
If you look on YouTube, there's many different statistical stats that have been put up, especially shorts. I can't think of one offhand because I'm driving right now. But if you go ahead and review the evidence, there's a lot of people that are saying it, and that not only that coach should have been, or a ref should have been suspended, he should have been fired.
Okay. All right.
I will say this. I will say that I found the website, by the way. I'm not going to give it over the air, but I'll tell Brian off the air. I will say this. I think Brian was right yesterday when he said the home team usually does get the advantage, and you'd say it all the time. You say it all the time. They would never call. But guess what? If this was Bills, Chiefs, and Buffalo, Josh Allen has a first down. I believe that. But that's on the Bills. Win some games.
I'm going to need Jimmy to look into those statistical stats that he was talking about to uncover the evidence.
Well, here it is, Brian. I'll read it to you. The Taylor Swift effect is what they call it.
Okay.
Taylor Swift's attendance.
This is a different thing. He said the statistical stats of the evidence of cheating, and then there's the Taylor Swift makes the NFL billions of dollars, and you're on the Taylor Swift thing.
This says that in games that Taylor Swift attends, the Chiefs get 50% more favorable calls than games that she did not attend.
She goes to games only in Kansas City, though?
Ever since the playoffs last year, yeah.
So, could also
it would go with what you were saying.
What we were saying yesterday, which is across all sports throughout the entire world for the last 50 years, the home team gets most of the calls.
Yeah. But I would
say that's what happens. I remember reading this in a book. Maybe I'll bring the book in on how they looked at soccer specifically, because soccer is, you know, the referee has basketball and soccer, the two games where the ref really can control the outcome, because you can basically award points. You know, basketball, you can give free throws to a team and foul out players. I mean, that is a huge advantage. Soccer, you give, you know, somebody a penalty kick that, or a red card to take somebody out of the game. Like, you can drastically change the outcome of the game with a call. They also have in soccer at the end of the game, you know, they keep a running clock, and at the end, there's stoppage time.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, how much time there should have, you know, if they had a clock that stopped every time the ball went out of bounds, or there was an injury, or a goal in celebration, all that stuff, they added on to the clock at the end of the game. And I've forgotten, the book was written, you know, about a decade ago now. We actually had the author on the show one time to talk about something else with stadiums. And it pointed out the disparity between if you are a home team down by a goal, the amount of time added at the end compared to if you were a home team ahead by a goal was like a full 3 minutes more of added time.
Wow.
Because, but across, and it doesn't matter what the team was.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what. It's just the home team, because that it's just a psychological advantage. Or, you know, maybe there is something going on where it's like, hey, we got to give the home team a little juice here. The fans paid their money to go see. Like, you know, let's build the excitement in the stadium for something like that. But across all sports, for decades, the home team has the advantage. And the thing about the Chiefs is, they've been the home team.
Yep.
The last 5 years, they've gone through the playoffs. And with the rare exception of last year, they've played all their games at home.
And the refs did not lose it for the Bills last year, as much as I'd like to blame the refs.
And I, you know, that everyone's going, oh, it was a first down, it was a first down. I might agree with you. I still come down to I hate blaming the refs for anything. Maybe don't run a play where the ball is obscured from the referee's vision every time you do it, and you know it's going to be a nail biter. You left it up to the referees.
Yeah, I would also say that Kincaid, I thought, had the first down the play before.
But like, gain 5 yards more than you need to, not 1 inch more than you need to.
Like you always say, the losers are the ones that are going to focus on the refs. I do think the refs were wrong with the first down, and I think they were wrong not throwing a flag on Travis Kelce when he was getting in Damar Hamlin's face. Now, again, would that have changed the outcome of the game? Who knows? But I do think those are, I mean, and the NFL has admitted that that was a missed call on Travis Kelce, because they fined Travis Kelce for the taunting after the Kansas City touchdown. But, I mean, the Bills had a chance to win that game and they didn't. And at the end of the day, Dalton Kincaid has to make that catch. Oh, wait. Was that the was that the story? Was that the goal?
No, you're not wrong.
Yeah.
I just think, like, I don't know. We sound like coast to coast if we start. You know, the NFL is rigged for this. Like, if you actually believe that, I don't know. I don't know, man. Like, you're going to have to really work to show me how you think they're rigged to support one team, and that one team plays in Kansas City.
Yeah. I mean, I've always thought the NBA was rigged, but I think the Lakers and Knicks would have more championships if that was the
deal. The NBA was. Remember the one game? It was the Kings and the Lakers, wasn't it, in the playoffs? And, you know, they kept calling the fouls on Sacramento to, you know, advance, and then it came out. Wasn't that one of the Tim Donaghy games where the referee actually did, you know, but he was betting on some of the games? The league wasn't, but the official was compromised in that position. Like, that does happen. But, you know, here we are talking about every single officiating crew is told to, like, again, if, okay, the league is rigged in favor of the New York Jets. All right, I'm listening.
Right.
We're going to risk our entire billion-dollar enterprise that we've built here by just we're going to turn it into pro wrestling and predetermine the outcome. And you know who we're going to benefit by doing that?
The great city of
Kansas City. Like, come on.
By the way, this sounds crazy because the Bills haven't gotten to the Super Bowl. There are people in the NFL who think that the NFL gives calls to Buffalo. I mean, in other markets, those people exist.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we haven't even gotten to the Super Bowl.
The Josh Allen flopping montages I've seen.
Yeah.
Which are all, like, true, by the way, and I kind of love it. Like, of him, like, buying calls by, like, taking a big flop and getting, you know, 15 yards and a first down. They're all over the place.
Yeah. As much as I do think there are some questionable calls throughout the season, if the NFL was trying to determine the outcome of games, both New Jersey teams wouldn't suck. That's all I'm going to say. The Jets and Giants wouldn't both suck at the same time.
Yeah.
If the NFL was determining outcomes.
Yeah, they might.
I've been where Angelo is, Brian. I've been in that rabbit hole. I've been up there. And then I have to remind myself, one of the teams at MetLife would be in the playoffs.
Someone on the text board, people around the country saw Mr. Wrong calls for our game. I'm not saying that every call was the right thing. I said here after the game that who had the catch? That wasn't a catch. They ruled a catch. They reviewed it. We challenged it.
That's right. Yes.
It was Worthy, wasn't it?
Was it him? Okay.
I said, like, that's insane that was a catch. It's a wrong call. But it's that. It's a wrong call. It's not a conspiracy against the Buffalo Bills.
It's a wrong call, and if you put a Bills jersey on him at Highmark Stadium, probably get the same call.
I believe you're right.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
And if that catch, non-catch, was in Highmark, it would be called incomplete. Like, for the amount of football that I watch, you definitely see the home team get more favorable calls, and in the season, the Bills could have determined that, and they didn't. So, a few games you needed to go your way.
You beat them by 15 points, and, you know, like, there's no... Yeah. The spot of the ball doesn't matter on a fourth down. I don't know. I think it's all loser talk, is basically.
But I will agree that good teams, it does seem, get favorable calls. I mean, I think there were times where New England got favorable calls, but they're good teams. I mean, they're good without the favorable calls,
too. They
do, too.
All the time. They changed the calls for Brady, right? Like, the quarterback never got preferential treatment until Brady broke his leg and was out for the year.
Yeah.
They're like, you know, maybe we should protect these guys. And now look at what you have in the NHL. They always complain all the time, like, how come we don't protect our stars the way the NFL does? And then people watch the NFL and they're like, oh my gosh, you have a different set of rules for the quarterback depending on how big of a star they are. You can't win. No. People always find something to complain about.
Yeah.
I just like watching.
I like watching. Again, I wish the Bills were in the Super Bowl. It sucks that they're not, but I also, even with calls that I will say, I do believe there were some missed calls in that game. The Bills had a chance to win it. And at the end of the day, it's on them. They were the last. I realize that the Chiefs were the last team to have the ball, but you know what I mean. They were the last team to have the ball. The Bills had the ball and couldn't get 5 yards. It is what it is.
Tough.
Yep.
I will say, this week would have been really hectic if the Bills were in the Super Bowl.
Fun hectic, though. It's a hectic that I don't remember ever experiencing. Because we haven't.
Yeah. We haven't.
Yeah.
We had two kids with birthdays this week. Would have been a tough week.
Would have been a happening week for you.
Turn around a birthday party into a Super Bowl party.
Sounds amazing.
No. It's a plan back to back big gatherings. I don't think so.
Yeah, but you know what? Your sons are going to be like 10, 15 years from now. They're going to be so happy when the Bills are in the Super Bowl and it's right around their birthday. I mean, Josh Allen probably won't still be the quarterback, but you know what I mean? You get what I'm saying here.
That's some optimistic thinking. Well, anyways, no, when it comes to a boycott, we began actually talking about the halftime show, and I just think it's crazy that people say they won't watch the Super Bowl. And although I probably will not watch the halftime show because, you know, my son, you know, gets Super Bowl, it's a big game, he's going to want to watch some of it. My guess is I'll put him to bed at halftime. I'll let him stay up and watch a half of the Super Bowl, and so I won't catch it. Yep. But I don't think I'll miss anything because I don't recognize it. And I was going through the list of – it was Super Bowl 25 with the Bills that really kind of started like a pop star or big music star at halftime of the Super Bowl.
It was Gloria Estefan, right?
Yeah, and they've been doing it ever since. And you had like Michael Jackson, you know, went on and on and on from there. I do think, like, be honest, everyone who chimed in, like, oh, I haven't recognized anything at a – I just doubt it. I just doubt it. Like, I think if you were really being honest, you could, and I'm not saying you listen to the song, listen to the artist, purposefully seek out the music or anything like that. You don't have to have it on your playlist, but you could hum along to the tune of some of those songs because you heard them before. Whereas I don't think this will happen. And my prediction is it won't be the last time. It's like we talked about. We all listen to different stuff. Yeah. Taylor Swift's the most popular star in the world, and there's more people that don't know any of her music than there are people that do. You could never say that about Britney Spears or any of the stars from 20 years ago.
That's true. But I'm telling you, people think it's crazy. I mean, they do that song Bad Blood together, and she'll be there. So maybe to Angelo's point, if the NFL wants to benefit off Taylor Swift, here's how they could do it.
The other crazy thing to me is they're going, you know, he's going to propose at the Super Bowl. Does that sound crazy to you?
Yes.
It sounds crazy to me because it seems like you're dating like a celebrity like that. They want to do a whole, like, their own thing. Like, she's going to sell the proposal to
HBO?
Apple TV.
Yeah. Or, yeah. You know, it's like, going to be like special. LeBron's decision.
Yeah.
The proposal.
Right? Like, doesn't want to, like, give it to somebody else for free. Am I crazy in thinking that?
No. I don't think they're good. Yeah, I think it's crazy to think they'll propose after the game. I mean, again, that's a plan. You have to win first to even have that set up.
Not that you could legally do it, but if somebody offered you that bet, I just wouldn't take it.
No.
Yeah, just my two cents. Still got a couple more days to go until you get to Super Bowl weekend. We'll be here with you throughout the days.
What's your favorite Gloria Estefan song?
I couldn't. Oh. I mean, again, you played me like her top three hits. I'm sure I could recognize.
Well, you know, Congo. Or Conga. It's the song they play when everyone gets in the big Conga
line. Oh, she does the Conga line song?
Yeah.
Then that's my favorite.
Yeah. I like Anything For You from the Time Life Love Song album.
I don't. I mean, if you play, I probably would recognize it if you played it for me. But yeah. If you, you know, name a glorious, I could not do it.
Oh, man.
I can. Now I know she does the conga.
Yeah. And Christmas Through Your Eyes. Oh, my gosh. We could say, I mean, I don't want to take up David's time. So David's up next. We'll be back here tomorrow. Have a great hump day. David after Lucas on WBEN.